Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Welcome to the Ten Creek to West Lou Key walking route.
Our aim is to help residents and visitors to Lou to fully appreciate the natural beauty of our wonderful Cornish countryside and to unlock the secrets of its rich cultural history, both in the past and the present.
Walkers can access this route from the west along the A387 from Plint and Polperro, or from Talland and the southwest coast path. From the Lou Gateway sign, head a short distance eastwards to the first junction and take the first turning left. Pause a moment at the small island of grass at the signpost to the walking route into Lou.
This point is known locally as Pulpits and is where it is thought that John Wesley, founder of the Methodist movement, preached on his first visit to Lou. Local historian and long-time West Lou resident Jean Dingle explains the significance of this spot and the importance of the Wesleyan legacy in Cornwall.
I'm going to lead you from the road leading off the Lou Polperro Road around the corner to a place known as Ten Creek, and from there to a small patch of grass where stands a memorial stone to John Wesley. Now, John Wesley was a Methodist preacher, and I understand he came to Cornwall on 31 occasions between 1743 and 1789. He often had his brother with him and others. And the important thing about him was that he came on horseback, right down through what would have been a very wild Cornwall at that time, preaching the gospel and hoping that the local people would respond to his preaching. Most of his work was done down further west, where the miners and the fishermen had lost all contact with their church following the Reformation. So he had a lot of work to do there, a lot of drunkenness and bad behaviour, but he made a great impression. Now, I understand he came to Lou on September the 4th, 1746, and he dined in Wesley Terrace. Now, I'm sure Wesley Terrace was named after that occasion because it's a terrace of houses in Shutter Road, and I imagine whoever was playing host would have felt pretty proud to have entertained John Wesley. The only problem was that the mayor of Lou forbade him to preach within the town. And that is why we get this stone at the top of West Lou Hill and the area known as Pulpit, because John was just on the boundary of Lou and Port Lou, and this is where he preached. So he didn't actually preach in the town, but up here in the area known as Pulpit. He had a great influence throughout Cornwall. They say Methodism was born of song, and that is true, because his brother Charles wrote loads of wonderful hymns, and we still sing them today. Down in the Riverside Church during the summer months, on a Sunday evening, and we're still singing those hymns. Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, Ye Servants of God, and the most popular one and the most famous one of Charles Wesley's hymns, And Can It Be. Now, John Wesley was not only a local preacher, but he was also a social reformer and a tireless worker for the poor, the sick, and the underprivileged. He wrote a book called primitive physic. And I have a copy here, and it contains all these wonderful remedies for the various illnesses that you might have. Let me see if I can find a quick one. Let's see, a cold in the head. 2 pennyworth of tar twine worn round the neck in a white bag will prevent a cold leaving the head and entering the chest. Or pare very thin a yellow rind of an orange, roll it up inside out, and thrust a roll into each nostril. Or boil a handful of rosemary in a quart of spring water, or water from a holy well. Put it in a jug and hold the head covered with a cloth over the steam as hot as you can bear it. And finally, rub the chest with a tallow candle at night, and you will quickly lose your cold. Now, this little book contains many, many remedies for the normal illnesses that we have even today. And quite a few of them, strangely enough, are pretty similar to the ones we apply today. Later on, you will be walking down Wesley Hill, a very steep hill, and you will see on the right, I'm sure whoever's with you or telling you, you will see the Salem Chapel. Now, this was the first little meeting house of the Methodists in Westloo. Later, as the congregation grew and they had the money, you will see at the bottom of Westloo Hill, on the left, a mighty building which was Westloo Methodist Church. But unfortunately today, it's known as Dingle's Folly and is a set of flats. On the other side of the river, Shutter Road, is the first Wesleyan church in Lune. Again, unfortunately, no longer a church. Today, there's not the same following, I'm afraid. But all over Cornwall, if you're travelling around, look out for these small, little, very primitive buildings that the early Methodists put up, and most of them were built by their own hands.
This is now the end of part one of the Ten Creek Tour. When you're ready to progress, please move on to track 2.